Over the years, John Carpenter has produced numerous horror movies. He is the genius behind the Halloween franchise. He has now attached his name behind a true crime series with a horror twist. Today, we investigate a variety of stories supposedly based on true events set in the suburbs, hence the name Suburban Screams. On this we don't know what the fuck to call it edition of
Trick Previews!
With fear, the monster's creeping near. It's time to lend an ear to Shriek Previews.
So, John Carpenter, does that mean he's a carpenter?
Probably.
Can I hire him to build me like a bookshelf or like addition to my house?
Probably not.
I think John Carpenter. Anyway,
for the benefit of our listeners, we're really drunk.
We finished a whole bottle of tequila.
This is another one of those episodes.
Oh shit, it's
apparently
falling off.
You guys like, because our drunk episodes tend to be highest rated.
So we have
because
this.
We are fine.
Right.
We have this.
And I'm your host, model. Brent Allen, and I'm here with Dan, my co-hoster.
I am.
Co-hoster.
Co-hoster.
And Angel is here.
Angel is here.
Hi.
As a guest podcast host.
And we're going to review Suburban Screams today.
And she actually watched this one, so she's not clueless.
She actually watched. Karen.
You know what, Brent?
Yes. Here we go.
What is it, Angel? Tell. Enlighten us with your wisdom.
You're the bestest.
Yes, that's true. I'm the bestest.
So let's talk about John Carpenter for a little bit. He's a director that we know and love.
Yep.
They Live.
Halloween. The Thing.
The Fog.
Yes.
The Fog.
And he's got so many good things.
Yeah.
He's got a few bad things.
Big Trouble and Little China.
Was that him?
That was, I believe,
taken
that
from
was,
the old Pork Chop Express.
What that?
That's something that Kurt Russell says. He's like, he's a trucker, and he's on the CB. He's like, take it from the old Pork Chop Express.
I don't remember that. What does that mean?
I guess he's a Pork Chop Express.
Pork usually means the pigs.
He calls himself the Pork Chop Express.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did Ghost of Mars, Vampires, Escape from L.A. I mean, his list is just never-ending. Body Bags, he was in that. I remember seeing him in that. And Christine, he did Christine. I didn't know that.
Oh, wow.
Starman with Jeff Bridges and Karen Allen. The Thing, of course.
Yeah, of course.
We always mention Halloween. Not even something you need to say. Anyway, he did all these movies.
So then he turns around, he decides to put his name on this Suburban Screams.
I feel like he didn't even put his name. He slapped his name on it, man.
I kind of feel like it was they're like, hey, give us your name and we'll give you this check.
It feels like that. And he did the narration as a bonus.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not to say that this series was awful. Some of the episodes were interesting,
yeah.
But it wasn't John Carpenter. His name seemed tacked on.
It was really tacked on. And so now today we're going to review all six episodes of Suburban Screams.
I love how you... six episodes.
Because I couldn't remember at the moment what
the name was. Yes, it was six episodes. You'll handle 1 through 3. I've got 4 through 6. Some episodes are better than the others.
Okay.
Dan... for listeners, again, sorry, we've had too much to drink. We are going to be talking about John Carpenter's, and I'm doing air quotes, but you can't see them, Suburban Screams.
Suburban Screams.
So this was on, was this Netflix?
It was on Peacock.
Peacock. God, the
and
commercials.
My were God, could you please add more commercials, Peacock?
So if you haven't watched this series, go subscribe to Peacock and watch this series.
And watch the commercials, and maybe you'll get a little bit of Suburban Screams in between the commercials.
And then come back and
yeah,
listen
exactly.
to this podcast. So Dan's got episodes 1 to 3. Dan, tell us about episodes 1 through 3 of Suburban Screams.
So, okay, so episode 1 of season 1. I don't know if there's going to be season 2. Hopefully not. But season 1 is called, episode 1 is called Kelly. Mm-hmm. So it's about this guy named Dan takes up fuckery with a Ouija board and summons Kelly, who is a murder victim, looking
the cousin of
One of his girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looking to be discovered and asking him for his help, which he does. Interesting, but typical. It was okay. It was a mess. So anyway, season 2, a killer comes home.
Episode 2.
Thank you. Ellen Laguerre of Miramichi, Canada, killed town folks, escaped from authorities, and terrorizes a newspaper until there's a standoff after hijacking of a semi-truck.
Another couple episodes of this series happen in Canada. It makes Canadians seem very violent and evil.
But they're not.
As a matter of fact,
we are.
Have you seen their comedy?
It's not hilarious. Funny.
I don't find it funny, except for SCTV.
Colin Mochrie is Canadian. Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's hilarious.
He is. I'm trying to... I love Canada. I love Canadians, but...
The other guy that's with him, other than Colin.
I find the Prime Minister funny, Justin Trudeau.
The best thing about Canada is Poutine.
That's Russia.
No, Poutine is Canadian.
No, he's from Russia, man.
Fries with gravy.
Not Putin.
Yeah.
Poutine. It's French
Vladimir
fries
Poutine.
With cheese and gravy.
What is it?
It's amazing.
What is it?
Poutine.
No. What?
It's French fries with cheese and gravy.
Cheese fries.
No, they're gravy.
But there's gravy.
It's good?
It's Canadian, so it says A.
It's New England, too.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I've heard of poutine. I'm just messing.
I've spent my times in Boston.
No offense to my Canadian listeners. I've heard of poutine. Yes. I've heard it's good.
Strangely enough, poutine is popular in Iowa for some reason.
Really?
Oh, that would make sense.
Why?
You betcha. As you get close to Minnesota.
That's Minnesota.
Then Wisconsin.
Stop saying words, Angel.
Anyway, where was I?
Where was... You were...
So this guy terrorizes some... people and terrorizes the newspaper until a standoff after hijacking semi episode 3, House Next Door. A young man in Jamul, San Diego, falls in love for a new neighborhood girl named Lisa Kennedy, has moved into a diabolical house next door, and the previous family has disappeared. After Lisa's dad goes apeshit, they too disappear. Dumb. And that's where you take over.
I'm glad that that episode you just ripped through it. You're like, bunch of stuff happens. Boom.
That's my Brent Allen approach to recapping.
I mean, that's good. That's good, because let's face it, so far this series is ultimately forgettable.
Oh my God.
They set it up to be like, it's presented kind of like Unsolved Mysteries.
It's a poor man's Unsolved Mysteries.
It's Unsolved Mysteries if you ordered it from Wish.com.
Yes.
It's really
boring.
Boring and bad. I don't know how John Carpenter, even his narration at the beginning sounded like you had a stick up his ass.
Right. Well, that's just because he was narrating it because they gave him a bunch of money, I'm sure. So before we continue, we usually talk about our Patreon. Since Angel has just been sitting here like a slug, she's got to earn her keep and pitch the Patreon. Plus, she's much prettier than me or Dan, so...
Whatever.
Even though this is an audio medium and you can't see her anyway. So, Angel, tell us about our Patreon.
I sure will. We've got a Patreon at patreon.com/shriekpreviews. $4 a month, you too can be a Patreon supporter of this podcast by leaving a 5-star review on your podcast directory or by helping us spread the word about our unique and beautiful
Beautiful.
I don't know. Why is it beautiful?
I don't know why. Our beautiful podcast.
Podcast.
Okay, so Dan, I think she felt like she was reading from a script.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to give them four skulls.
Okay, let's just do this over again.
All right, try it again.
You know what?
Really ham it up. Just cut loose.
This
forget your recording.
This is your only other chance.
We already have a recording already. So just
you. You know what?
If you want, look at me and just
don't look at me. You'll vomit.
I can't.
You'll vomit.
I'll vomit. We've got a Patreon at patreon.com/shriekpreviews. Okay? For $4 a month, you can be a Patreon supporter of this podcast. Okay? So who else wants to know that? Everybody here, right? By leaving a 5-star review on your podcast directory, you can also help us with spreading the word about our unique podcast at Shriek Previews.
Which was also beautiful, apparently.
Yes!
That was pretty good. Pretty
good.
That
was better. That's better than last year.
Yeah, so good job. I'll give that one 7.5 skulls.
I give you 2. Two plus 5, 7.
Okay. Okay, guys, I'm here with Dan, and I'm here with Brent, and I have to do the Patreon, okay? They're forcing me into this.
Right. Indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we've got a Patreon at patreon.com/shriekpreviews. For $4 a month, you can be a Patreon supporter of this podcast by leaving us a 5-star review. Okay, so after helping us spread the word, you have the... Totally fuck that up.
Okay. Just do it.
Can I try one?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. Yes, elucidate us, Dan. Enlighten us.
Angel, do you know we've got a Patreon? At patreon.com/shriekpreviews for just $4 a month. You too can be a Patreon supporter of this
podcast.
By leaving a 5-star review on your podcast directory or by helping us spread the word about our unique our unique podcast at Shriek Previews.
You guys get 5 stars.
Okay. Dan,
you gotta ham it up.
Your presentation there reminded me of the Macho Man Randy Savage. You're like, Macho Man, we're gonna do...
Let me see if I can do it. Let's see.
All right.
We've got a Patreon. Wait,
Patreon.
We've got a Patreon at patreon.com/shriekpreviews. Oh, yeah. For $4 a month, you too could be a Patreon supporter of this podcast.
You sound like he's intubated.
Are you constipated?
That's how I hear him.
Are you constipated? I can help you with that.
No, let me try. Macho Man. All right.
Oh, yeah. We've got a Patreon at patreon.com/shriekpreviews for just $4 a month. You, too, can be a Patreon supporter of this podcast by leaving a 5-star review on your podcast directory or by helping us spread the word about our unique...
I don't know what that written script out.
At Shriek Previews. Ladies and gentlemen... Macho Man Randy Savage.
Isn't he dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't know that.
All right. So, yeah. So that's our Patreon thing. Listeners, give us $4 a month. So episode 4 is The Bunny Man. This episode is about the town of Fairfax, Virginia, and a mysterious killer known as The Bunny Man. The Bunny Man was apparently a farmer 100 years ago who was told to do things by a demon, and he wore a bunny suit and killed people. But then in the 70s, he returned. Could it be the same guy after all these years, or is it a copycat? He was never caught. That's the end of the episode. Then episode 5, Cursed Neighborhood. This episode begins in 1682 in Charles County, Maryland. We're told that Algonquin tribes of natives have been at war with settlers, struggling to keep their lands. One settler vows with his dying breath that this was his land and he would never give it up. Jump to modern day, a family moves into a house and they meet their unusually cheerful neighbor. They learn of suicides and deaths and hear odd voices and see ghostly apparitions. The father gets injured and starts having health issues, and his personality changes. The family ultimately splits apart, and the lady and her daughter leave the house to start a new life elsewhere. Did anyone else feel that that neighbor was weird? Yeah. And it's never addressed. It's never really addressed. She's like, oh, people just committed suicide or killed each other.
But don't worry.
And then she's never shown again in the episode.
Yeah. She appears with a mug of coffee. Is that right?
Yeah. The first.
Episode 6 is Phone Stalker. This one is about a lady who has a stalker, as you could get from the name, who calls her on the phone from hundreds of numbers, texts, graphic photos, etc. The cop who is assigned to her case keeps hitting on her for some reason. And that's pretty much the entire episode.
Exactly, man. That was awful.
Well, I mean, yeah, so what do you really think?
Do you really want to know what I think?
I do, because you're our guest host.
Our guest.
It was sickening.
I don't know if it was sickening. It was just boring.
No, it was so boring. I got to the third episode. I looked at Dan. I said, I have to take a break.
Yeah, he did. She's like, I have to stop and take a break.
Yeah, this
was. She'd rather go to the kitchen and wash dishes than watch this thing. Man, it was bad.
The series was a chore to get through.
Oh, it was horrible. So I got to 4. I watched like all of that. 5 came. I came up with the title in the beginning. And I looked at Dan. I said, I don't have any desire to watch anything more.
I'm done.
I don't know if they would buy that this was based on a true story.
That's what I was telling her.
No, the very first one is the only one that says based on a true story. All the other ones said true story. Now, if I have to break these down, number 2 was the scariest of all. It was more scary. It was scarier.
Which one was 2 again?
The one with Ellen Legere. The one about the guy who kills people in his town and then threatens a newspaper guy.
Oh, a killer comes home.
Yeah, yes. Well, that benefited that because was there was historical information on it.
To me, that was scarier than any horror movie I could watch.
Yeah.
Because it's real.
But the one with the kid next door was like,
dumb. Did you notice there was Shining ripoff parts? Like when the guy, the doctor is like trying to get out of the door into the room.
Here's Johnny.
It seemed like very, and the guy's name is Torrance, the guy that's telling the story.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
And then a friend's name is Mike Myers. Come on, man. It was so phony baloney. This was terrible. Avoid at all costs. It's toxic horror. It's not good for you, viewers.
I would not say if it was avoid at all costs, but it certainly wasn't good per se.
Yeah, that's okay.
The production values were good.
They're good.
It was a solid production, and they at least made the effort to present it as documentary style.
Let's go back to the first one.
Yes. Okay.
The first one, which was?
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly, the one about the Ouija board.
The Ouija board.
Let me start off, and then you murdered. Can go. Yes. It was interesting, but typical. It was okay. You're told not to mess with a fucking Ouija board, but you do so anywhere. You have no fucking sympathy for these people at that point.
I did.
You did? But it
wasn't even a real Ouija board. It was a homemade Ouija board.
But what difference does that make? Because it isn't the power that you put into it.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's not who produced it, whatever. I get it, yes. But
you know, this one, I was on the edge. This can kind of be believable if you've ever had an experience of an apparition or a spirit.
In my opinion, this was the best episode of the series, and it wasn't that great.
My opinion is that number 2 was the best episode.
I like that. My opinion was the second one with the one guy from Canada was the best one.
Because it was real.
Because I looked it up and the guy's, he's actual.
It's real.
Yeah.
The scariest.
But the only thing that I think helped episode 2 was the fact that it was backed up by historical footage. There was historical footage of him going to jail.
But episode two was essentially about a serial killer. There was nothing supernatural.
Nothing supernatural.
Nothing supernatural. supernatural.
But they don't tell you if this is supernatural.
No, I get it. But to me, the supernatural is scarier than just some dude coming unhinged.
Oh, no, this was scarier to me.
Okay, and that's fair. That's a valid opinion, even if I don't share it.
I know, and I agree. Both of them were scary, but in different ways.
What about episode 3?
Which one?
House Next Door. It's called The House Next Door.
That one I called bullshit on the whole way.
Totally. Totally bullshit.
This looked like he was acting.
Oh, totally. That's when I got the odor of like, there is an odor of bullshit in the air.
Yes.
A shining ripoff with the dad locked in. The guy's name is Torrance. I looked it up,
he's
man. There's
animals.
A town called Jamul, San Diego or whatever, California. But there's no record of any demented dentist disappearing with his family.
Yeah, that's bullshit. The bunny man was interesting, but it's basically based
on
hearsay.
Yeah,
it's
a legend.
Going back, wait, before we go on, right away when they introduced this guy named Torrance, who's in love with a next door neighbor, I thought that he seemed like an actor to me. The actors, the episode stated was true, but I couldn't find anything, like I said. Torrance, really? You named the character Torrance? I thought the dad was a good bad guy. Anyway.
Did I even finish my recap of episode 5?
We haven't gotten to episode 5. We're on episode 3.
I thought we had gotten through...
No, we're on a bunny man. You're just about to tell us bunny man.
No, he did get through.
I did. I thought I got through.
You did not.
He did.
I got through all of my recaps, but I think.
No, we haven't touched on Cursed Neighborhood or.
We did. We did.
Or the phone stalker.
No, we did not touch.
We did not, man.
Yeah, you started to.
You started to, and then I had to interrupt you. You have not done bunny man.
No, he did.
He did not. Okay, what happens in bunny man?
Bunny man, I was short. I talked about.
What'd you
70s
say?
Return could be the same guy after all these years, or is it a copycat? He was never caught.
Yeah. This is a Zodiac killer, man.
Right. So, Cursed Neighborhood, this episode begins in 1682 in Charles County, Maryland. We're told that Algonquin tribes have been at war with settlers struggling to keep their lands. I know I talked about this. One settler vows with his dying breath that this land was his and he would never give it up. Jump to modern day, a family moves into a house and they meet their unusually cheerful neighbor. I mentioned the neighbor.
With a coffee mug?
They learn of suicides and other deaths and odd voices and they see ghostly apparitions. Yep. So yeah, there's that.
More of the same, blah, 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 and interesting and boring characters that...
Yeah, I went through all these, and the fact that you don't remember talks about how unmemorable these are.
Yeah. Exactly. It's horrible.
The thing I want to say about Bunny Man, first of all, I thought the villain of Bunny Man was sinister, but thrown away. It was there was a slight touch of black humor with a rabbit head... hanging from the rear view mirror.
Right.
You know, the characters telling the story are more believable in this one than in The House Next Door, man.
Yeah.
How's security not have his firearm holstered?
And
leave his key in the truck? I would fire that man on the spot.
Right, absolutely. So the Bunny Man was based on an urban legend.
Yeah.
Cursed Neighborhood was, again, based on hearsay and Phone Stalker. Again, the same.
Oh,
none of these. None of these were horrifying.
At this point, I thought, what's so special about Suburban Screams? What are you giving me? Why is John Carpenter putting his name on this?
Because they said, hey, here's a check for whatever, $10,000.
And then he does that narration where he's like, oh, you're going to find out what our neighbors in suburbia are.
I think they knew that without John Carpenter's name attached to this, this would never go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Avoid this.
So, okay. Well, rather than just saying avoid and being esoteric, let's give it some.
Esoteric?
Yes. Let's give it some
ratings.
Is that
like a massage?
So, let's. Oh. Dan, I'll guess your rating. You'll guess Angels. Angels will guess mine.
Okay, you go first.
I'm going to guess you gave this 2 skulls.
Yes. 2 skulls is right. And I think, Angel, you gave this 2 skulls.
Yeah.
You have to guess his now.
I'm going to to say he gave it 3.
No, I also gave it, I gave it 2.5.
2.5. I should have, I'm sorry.
The production values were okay. They, again, as I mentioned.
That's the only thing that was okay.
Right, exactly, which is why it gets a 2.5. Ultimately, it wasn't scary. It wasn't even.
Wasn't even interesting.
Remotely interesting.
I couldn't finish it.
Pacing is a kiss of death, and the pacing on this. Now, each episode is a standalone. It doesn't build on a greater whole. Each episode of the series is its own standalone story. And the pacing,
mysteries
the pacing
this.
Within this, these stories yeah. was boring.
Oh, God. It's just awful to get through.
It was like pulling my teeth out one by one.
I would like to point out that this was Dan's suggestion.
No, you do not. God. You do not get to. You're the one that you brought this up to me.
No, you did.
Whoever brought it up. Needs to be killed on the spot right now.
The neck. You're sitting closer to him.
Oh, no. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. I do not remember. I thought it was you.
I thought it was you, but I'm really drunk right now, so maybe it was me, but probably not.
I don't remember coming across this and saying, hey, this would be a good idea to watch. Oh, my God. Why would John Carpenter? You know what?
Yeah, it makes me sad.
It was.
It's like Suburban Scream overall.
I don't have words to describe how horrible.
This is what I think.
I could not follow it.
Why do we care and who cares?
Angel, if you don't have words for this, you really need to watch Cannibal Holocaust.
And yeah, well, I, you know, but here's the thing.
Do not waste my time.
No. Here's the thing is like.
Do not waste my time.
The opening narration, John Carpenter tells you who he is, and he tells you, hey, watch this shit, here's some through few shiny beads. It doesn't even sound like he even cares.
Right, he's like
just... He's like so drone, what your neighbors are doing.
He's just phoning it in.
My God, please, Mr. Carpenter.
Yeah, it was...
For the love of God.
For the love of Christ, please, spare me. It was bad.
You know, this is a pretty short episode.
How short?
But we're at 23
and we're out
minutes.
Of tequila.
We're out of tequila. I don't even think there's really much more to say about
this. It was bad. How many points? How many minutes?
23 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Because it was so horrible.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I couldn't take it. I wanted somebody to slit my throat.
I'm like, just get through it, Angel. I can't. She finally got up and said, that's it. I need a break.
So here's
and then I tried to convince her, let's just get through the last episode. She's like, no, I cannot. It was that bad. It was bad.
So we'll end. We're at 23 minutes. We'll end here. And then we'll take Angel and hold her underwater for 23 minutes.
And we'll call it an episode.
We'll call it an episode.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Listeners, thank you so much for tuning
Isn't
in.
Isn't that like a witch test?
Problem.
You hold her underwater if she floats.
She's kind of a
witch. If she doesn't float, she's not a witch. She's okay.
It's the wood, right? If the wood floats, she's a witch.
Listeners, it's true that not every episode is a winner. Not every episode has great content with a movie that we review. This one kind of sucked with John Carpenter's Suburban Screams. And we've had a lot of tequila, so you might find this really interesting or really stupid. Who knows? But we thank you so much for listening in every week.
On the other hand, we are going to convention soon.
Yes, we are going to the Evansville Horror Con. Evansville, Indiana Horror Con, March 1st through 3rd. We're going to have a booth there, potentially, possibly a panel. We'll see what happens. But
and costumes, possibly.
And sober.
Possibly, and sober. We will definitely be sober. So come and see us.
We will be sober for that.
Come see us at our booth. I don't know what our booth number is or anything yet, but we will be at the Evansville Horror Con March 1st through 3rd. Come say hi. Let us know what your favorite horror movie is. Interact with us. We may have giveaways or freebies or something. We'll see what happens. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. We love you. We adore you. We will totally not kill you if the chance comes upon us.
Will we not?
Well, Dan and I won't. You're a loose cannon, Angel. We don't
Thank
know
you.
What to do.
So
thanks for listening. We'll talk at you next time.
Bye.